Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Well, we're living here in Allentown.
All right. That's a little clue to the side question of the day. Let's talk with someone, Dom Giordano Show, who has a lot of Pennsylvania experience. Eric Trump joins us again here in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Eric, welcome back to town. Thank you for joining
us. Hey, Don. It's great to be on.
Well, Eric, how are we going to smoke out Joe Biden? See if we can do it together. He obviously has to be against fracking, against energy dominance. The president in Texas yesterday making that point. And I think one of the things that will go down as the biggest accomplishments of the Trump administration will be, I never thought America would be energy independent again. It just took boldness to do that.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, for the longest time, we were, until, you know, really my father came into office, we were importing oil, we were importing gas, we were importing all sorts of things. And, you know, Pennsylvania is sitting on one of the largest natural gas reserves. You know this better than anybody, you know, in the world, not just in the U.S. I'm talking about on Earth, one of the largest natural gas reserves. And the Marcellus and the Utica and all those, I mean, it's incredible the amount of natural gas you have. And it should be exploited. And by the way, you know, upstate Pennsylvania, and I know many of those towns up there, Montrose, and, you know, so many of the towns up there, but I mean, they've literally, they've had transformational change in the town because they were, because of the gas and because of the money associated with the gas industry. You go across the river into New York State and it's like it hasn't changed in 60 years because it hasn't, because they won't let them drill over there. And so, you know, in Pennsylvania, it's 370,000 jobs that are attributed to oil, gas, and coal. And, you know, Biden wants to eliminate all of those. And, you know, the question I have is, how do you fuel your electric car if I mean, what source is going to create the electricity for your electric car? And it seems like he forgets about that. But, you know, it seems like the guy forgets about a lot of things these days. And it's, you know, it's natural gas is here to stay. It's a wonderful thing for Pennsylvania. And frankly, the state should be celebrating it as they do, because it's, you know, it's you're sitting on one of the most valuable assets anywhere in the world.
Well, I noticed your Twitter today, too. They're still, they haven't come after you yet, like Don Jr. And you tweeted out, though, it's kind of curious, where is Hunter? We have kind of forgotten about that.
You know, Don, it's incredible. I'm attacked virtually every single day of my life, as is Don, as is Ivanka, as is, you know, our younger brother, Barron. You know, and we live very clean lives. I've lived a very, very clean life. Got great grades, always worked incredibly hard, always had a job, never fell into anything, you know, bad. And, you know, here's Hunter Biden, who, you know, had all sorts of problems and, you know, takes Air Force Two over to China, comes home with $1.5 billion, is sitting on the board of Ukrainian natural gas companies while, you know, his father is, vice president of the United States. Is making $600,000 a year doing that, is taking billions of dollars out of China for various funds that he owns. You know, and honestly, no one even talks about him. No one even talks about it. If I was to do that, Dom, I would be I can't even say, honestly, we would
exactly.
be torn apart. We're torn apart for living very clean lives, and this kid gets a total pass. It's unbelievable. The corruption in that family and what they did, and the money that they took out of countries, and the boards they sat on, and the prosecutors that were fired in various places, otherwise U.S. aid wouldn't go to those places. It's the antithesis of corruption. And it always amazes me when you have a politician that, you know, that makes, you know, 120 grand a year, and then all of a sudden they're buying these massive houses and they're living these lavish lifestyles, and, you know, yet they want to investigate us every single day who's made a greater financial sacrifice for, you know, for the benefit of this country than probably any politician in U.S. history. And it's, where's Hunter? It's a good question. It's one that I wonder about often. So
I don't know how it came to your father to frame it that way, but it is still a great question. Eric, Vice President Pence, I think later today will be in another part of Pennsylvania, and he will be doing a Blue Lives Matter / rally for the police and standing with the police. And I believe if it comes down to if the COVID story is better or seems to be better, or the media looks at anything else, this battle over the police is one that is definitively where America is. They side with the police in this stuff. They don't side with the mobs on this.
99% to one, and I mean that. It is the men and women blue are the great. I have friends in Pennsylvania who are state troopers. You know, I know so many people in the NYPD. I can't even begin to tell you how incredible they are, and you know this better than anybody. And when you see these images from Portland where, you know, these anarchists are throwing bricks, literally bricks, at law enforcement officers. They're sharpening pieces of PVC piping. They're hurling them through the air like you'd see in some medieval, you know, gladiator movie. That's un-American, and Americans don't go for that. Americans are about law and order. 99.9% of people in this country do not like that. And you see the lack of spine of these mayors and these governors who literally will not, you know, let the police, who are strong men and women, they'll take care of that problem so quickly. They literally won't let them do anything about it. You know, it's crazy. They make them stand there, and they make them get assaulted, and these leaders have zero backbone, and they have very little conviction, and they're run by the mob, and they're radical left, and it's disgusting. I mean, you're not seeing that happen in Florida. You're not seeing that happen in, you know, Texas. You're not seeing that happen really in Pennsylvania, right? I mean, you know, it's a lot of places that just won't be tolerated. And, you know, but then you look at Chicago and you look at Seattle and you look at Portland and you look at Minneapolis and, you know, and what do they all have in common? You know, they all have very weak, super radical left-wing leadership who little, I mean, in New York, you know this better than anybody, but in New York, Dom, they just, you know, literally got rid of all undercover officers in the NYPD. They just reversed the bail reform laws. So now somebody goes up, punches a cop in the face, and they're let out 4 minutes later. It's horrible, and it's wrong.
Eric Trump with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Eric, I'm not sure if you're traveling, if you had a chance to see the GDP numbers coming out. And CNBC reports they're better, as horrible as this is, for the obvious reasons, pandemic and then progressive governors shutting down the economy and continuing to do that. But they are slightly better than Dow Jones had predicted. And again, that's a testament to how strong the underlying economy still is.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, it's a point that everybody misses, Dom. But, you know, my father brought the economy from, you know, if you look at Dow Jones, from, you know, the mid 17,000s to, you know, to 30,000, right? I mean, he literally, the economy increased by, you know, 45% in 401ks and this and that. And in fact, the Dow is only a couple thousand points off of all-time highs. You know, the NASDAQ is at all-time highs. You see how well that indice has done. You see how well 401ks have done despite this kind of, you know, China virus, this pandemic that we did not create, that has just, you know, created havoc across, you know, the entire world. I mean, imagine if we didn't have that. Imagine if we had Obama's economy, which was growing at 0.9% when my father took over. But imagine if you had Obama's economy and then you had this pandemic hit the country. I mean, you'd have nothing left. My father went in there. He put the largest tax cuts in the history of our nation in. And he reduced small business tax by 21%. He reduced everybody's taxes by, you know, a great, great, great deal. You know, he reduced regulation in this country, and he actually was a cheerleader for businesses in this nation. And it's one of the things that spurred the country to have the economic expansion that it did. I mean, he added trillions and trillions of dollars to the wealth of this nation, and that gave you tremendous buffer in a time of you know, pandemics and kind of, you know, crisis. And just imagine if coronavirus would have happened under the Obama economy. We wouldn't have a country right now.
That's exactly how I would frame it, too. So, Eric, thank you. Thanks for taking time out to join us. We hope to see you in person one of these days, everything, when the whole thing heats up a bit more. But thank you. Thanks for your time today.
Dom, it was great to be on with you guys.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210. 1210 WPHT.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.